The final score from here in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Oklahoma State knocks off Boise State 44-21. Ryan Radke, Derek Rackley here with you. Boise State got off to a quick start, but the Oklahoma State defense and special teams really stepped up, and they helped Oklahoma State separate from Boise State in this game.
And it wasn't necessarily defense right away, because Boise State was kind of marching up and down the field their first two drives. I know there was one point where they had run 23 plays against just 9 for Oklahoma State, but the Cowboys got on the field once offensively in the first quarter. They drove down, they put a touchdown on the board, and that really just energized not only this offense to say, okay, we're here, we play offense in Stillwater, let's get back to doing what we're doing. But it got the defense excited, and then, of course, the special teams just erupted with 2 blocked punts, really putting all of the momentum on the side of the Cowboys, and it was really their game from that point forward.
One of those blocked punts was returned for a touchdown. Some numbers on the Oklahoma State defense. They had 7 sacks. Boise State had given up 1 in their first 2 games combined. 7 sacks for Oklahoma State. 10 tackles for loss, number of guys that were all over the field, including Jordan Brailford. He had 3.5 sacks in the game. Calvin Bundage had 12 tackles. The Oklahoma State defense did force a late turnover, 30th consecutive game that they have forced a turnover from their opponents. Taylor Cornelius is the quarterback for Oklahoma State. His numbers may not be eye-popping in a lot of ways, but he really played a strong game.
You know, and 15-26, 243 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions, which I think the fact that he did not throw an interception was big in this game, because he did come in with 3 interceptions. But the fact that a 6'6", 230-pound quarterback that's not known for his running carried the ball 16 times in this game for 41 yards and a couple of touchdowns. I think that really gave this team, it gave head coach Mike Gundy, it gave their offensive coordinator Mike Yurcich something to think about moving forward with how they can use their big, strong quarterback, especially when they get deep down in the opponent territory. Let's just let this guy hold on to the football and see if he could power his way into the end zone like he did a couple times this afternoon.
Disappointing loss for Boise State, but a lot of season left for Brian Harsin's team.
A lot of season left, and I think that they're going to come away, even though they're going to say they lost by 23 points, their team continued to fight. They just didn't have enough on the offensive line today in somebody else's stadium. I'm telling you, when you play on the road against a top 25 team, you have to play almost flawless to come away with a victory, and they did not play that well on the offensive line for them to win this game. That being said, they're going to watch the tape. They're going to have to improve, because if they want to get to where they want to go throughout the course of the season, they're going to have to win out.
Once again, the final score, Oklahoma State 44, Boise State 21. And remember, you can listen to every college football game we broadcast this season right here on WestwoodOneSports.com.